With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Former President Donald Trump says he's challenging the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, kicking him off the state's GOP primary ballot.
We're in the process of doing it. Everybody thinks exactly what you're saying. They're trying to take the election away from the voters. And this is the same group. I guess it's crew. I've beaten them about 20 times. I beat them on emoluments. They sued me. They sue me on anything. It's a group of radical left lunatics.
Mr. Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt program. Also on SRNews.com, the White House is very concerned about the physical safety of American hostage Paul Whelan in Russia.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said reports that Whelan feels under physical threat are troubling.
We're very concerned as we hear those accounts from Paul.
Whelan was arrested on spying charges 5 years ago, charges he denies. The U.S. says Whelan is being wrongfully detained and that Moscow recently rejected a serious proposal to bring the former U.S. Marine home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Christmas travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year.
U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and have projected confidence they can handle the crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're seeking to avoid the delays and suspensions that marred travel last year. Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights so far this year, the lowest in 5 years. But bad weather is always a threat. Ken Lorman reporting.
Heavy storms hit the west coast in the U.S., and the storm brought heavy rain and strong winds across northern Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 74 points. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A is under attack again.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has made another pronouncement that'll concern conservative Catholics. The pontiff has ordered Vatican bureaucrats to avoid rigid ideological positions that prevent them from understanding today's reality. This comes just days after Francis sparked global controversy by formally allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples in a radical change of Vatican policy. This is SRN News. New York City's teachers union is suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A congressional oversight committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program following a deadly crash in Japan, which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes. More details at SRNnews.com.